Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on the River Network with Big Willie 105.5 and River Talk. It's almost as good as a second cup of coffee.
Indeed, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. And then Thursdays and Fridays is Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, only on the River Talk stations, 100.1, 100.9, 1290, and 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Public service announcements. If you, your group would like to get the word out about something, by all means, please let us know. Just get in touch with me. I'll tell you how to do that after I let you know about a couple public service announcements here that are, I think, pretty important for you. Your summer adventure starts at Carnegie Science Center, Pittsburgh's most visited museum. Journey through time and space, discover new worlds, and spark curiosity with interactive exhibits. Book now at carnegiescienceCenter.org. That's carnegiescienceCenter.org. It's a great, great organization. Also, if you cannot stop eating, Compulsive Eaters Anonymous can help you. It's simple, it's free, and it works. There are local meetings. Please call 323-660-4333 or go to the website ceahow.org. Again, that's 323-660-4333 or go to the website ceahow.org. If you would like to send me your public service announcement, I'll be more than happy to read it. Send it to Dimitri, care of Big Willie 1055. The street address is 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, Ohio 43906. That's 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, Ohio 43906. You can also send it to me by messenger, but it's really ideal if you don't take a picture, but just send it as a text. It's a lot easier to read. So if you've just joined us, you missed some incredible radio this morning. The good news is that our special guest is still with us, and she will stay with us until 9 o'clock this morning, Janetta Yagel. She is a real heroine. She saved St. John's when the parish wanted to shut it down. She worked like a dog and did tremendous work and helped save this school and turn into St. John's Central Academy. And now they've announced a closing, and there are lots and lots of really ugly rumors about what exactly went on. And so we're going to be addressing those right now. So, Janetta, let's start with the first ugly rumor. Did you fire people at St. John's Central Academy? And if you did, who did you fire and why did you fire them?
There were two people that were terminated. One was listed as an AD, and the other one was listed as our principal. They were terminated on May 16th, and I, of course, was here in Nashville, Tennessee, and the way that it happened was there was letters delivered to one of our employees, and I asked that employee to give the letters to those two gentlemen. And, you know, that's the way that they were fired. So the letters were hand-delivered to them. And, you know, it was not the way that I had ever wanted to do anything like that. But given the circumstances, that was the only way at the time to get that done. And, you know, for the most part, my feeling about this is that people are terminated every day, and, you know, people will say, you know, this person was this, and this person was a legend, and this person was that, and it's like, listen, I get it, but, you know, when you hire someone, they have a specific mapped plan laid out of what their responsibilities are, and if anyone feels that there's a breach in that contract or a breach in that the communication where that there is no one doing what they were assigned to do. And I've said that to parents who called and said, you know, why did this happen? What's going on? And I said, you know, if I hired you, let's just simplify this. If I hire you at a restaurant to wait tables and you don't wait any tables and I've got customers walking out the door because you won't service these people as they're coming in, why would I keep you hired? It's that simple.
Yeah. So essentially they weren't doing their jobs.
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone is fired for, there was no cause for the, you know, there's no cause given because these people have an at-will contract. So it's left to the greater public opinion, you know, to assume that it was, to assume why. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of undercurrent of the why you did this. You did this because it was a personal vendetta. No, I did not. You did this because you don't like this person and that person. And I'm like, that's not true either. Because my name is the name as the chairman of the board on the letter. It's assumed that this was my decision. You know, personally, Johnetta did this by herself and she had no one else to back her on this. She just didn't like someone, and that's why these people were let go. And that's ridiculous. I mean, that's ridiculous. I've never made a unilateral decision about anything. The truth is that as the board chairman, I've had the power to terminate anyone for any reason for the last 6 years and haven't done it.
Right. So the whole board
was a vote.
The whole board voted for this?
There was no vote. There was no vote. Like I said, you know, it wasn't a matter of let's sit down and have a vote. There was no vote. The letter came out and said that it was the board's decision to do this because there were people on the board who said this needs to happen.
Oh, okay.
That being said, it was never a unilateral decision to do anything.
All right, let me rephrase the question. Would it be fair to say, how many board members do you have, by the way, with St. John Central Academy?
Right now we have 5.
All right. Would it be fair to say that all 5 were in agreement?
Well, like I said, there was not a vote.
No, not a vote. But in just general talking with them, they all pretty much said, yeah, get rid of these guys.
No, I would not say all 5 were in agreement, but at this point, after all that has unraveled and all this, everyone started their petty campaigns and you know, smear campaigns, I think that everyone, less one person would say, yeah, this needed to happen, because when people show you who they are, you have to believe them.
Yeah, tell me about the smear campaigns.
I mean, it started out that our, you know, there started an uproar there at the school, and we, our board members, agreed to attend a meeting, and it started immediately in that meeting. You know, I don't do anything at the school, and I live, you know, 500 miles away. How could I ever do a job from 500 miles away? That's probably one of my favorite things that has been said, I'm literally collecting a paycheck and doing nothing. That's another thing I think is funny. I'm thinking, you know, I don't know how these employees had their payroll done every 2 weeks. I don't know how they ended up with health insurance every year. I don't know how the school stayed insured. I don't know how the buses were certified every year and inspected. I don't know how that the taxes were prepared for our accountant. I don't know how the certifications that we have to have every year to move forward were ever done. Even having the fire marshal come and inspect the building and setting that up every year, and ordering all of the supplies online for the school, for the office, for maintenance, to schedule all the maintenance on the outside and inside of the building that had to take place, and there was a lot. We did replace a lot of hundreds and hundreds of feet of piping in the school. We got a new boiler system. We had a $120,000 chem lab that I put together and organized all of the workers and the people who had to be there to, you know, get it all done. I've contacted hundreds of our alumni. I've attended their they'll have little class lunches or meetings and talk with them about what's going on at the school. I've answered calls from parents, and I've been accessible to everybody at that school 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So, Johnetta,
all anyone had to do was call.
Johnetta, would it be fair to say you did all of this from Tennessee?
Yes. I mean, if we learned anything from COVID, we learned people are capable of working remotely and being, you know, very active and very successful in completing tasks remotely.
Yeah. And now, know, let me.
I've said a million times, the superintendent at the diocese, I didn't see that man but one time in 3 years.
So my question is this. You're living in Tennessee. You're doing all of this work. What did you get paid from St. John Central Academy to do all of this work?
When I started out at St. John's for the first 3 years, my monster salary was $22,000.
As a teacher or as a school board or a board member?
As the board president.
That's it?
Yeah. Everybody in the school was being paid more than me.
And now, this past year, with all of this stuff, what was your salary then?
$35,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. Let's talk about the rumors of embezzlement. Where are these coming from? Who are these people with the smear campaign?
Well, I've had a couple of people tell me exactly who it was.
Who?
And a couple of people have told me that, you know, I will depose me. I will sign the paper, depose me, because I will tell on this person for saying all this stuff. And it was told to a couple of close friends of mine that, you know, this person, it's a he, he's got a file. And my thing is, okay, take it to Kevin Flanagan. Take your file to Kevin Flanagan.
Yeah, Belmont County prosecutor. Is this the guy that you fired, the athletic director, the coach?
That's what I've been told.
My God. What's this guy's name? Because he has been in Bel Air like forever.
Yeah. I would rather not throw it out there that, you know, it's one of those, if you know, you know.
All right. All right.
And, yeah.
So embezzlement, that's a really, really, really serious word. Where the hell did that come from this ex-athletic director?
Well, the strangest part about it is that I never touched the books at the school for a very long time. I mean, the last three checks I wrote were for the alumni reunion to Muxie's Distributing for the alcohol for the golf scramble and the alumni reunion. Those are the last, and that's the last checks I've written in 3 years. And that was 3 different years. I don't have access to the money that comes into the school on a day-to-day basis. I don't have access to a checking account. I have a chief financial officer there at the school, and I don't need to touch the money. So there's no way that could even be possible.
Who's the chief financial officer at St. John Central Academy?
Vince Gianangeli. He's a graduate as well.
All right. Now, I thought Vince was the principal there, or had been.
He was. He was. And I think that, to be honest with you, when you hire a principal, you got to have somebody who can handle the parents, somebody who can handle the students, and somebody who can handle the teachers, because those are 3 different animals to tackle at the same time, and they're all very different. So, you know, Vince was great with the families and the students, and, you know, and then I assisted with the teachers and making sure they had everything they needed, if they had something in the classroom they needed to have or needed a curriculum change or an upgrade or whatever. Any, you know, disciplinary problems that were going on at school, I handled all that. But, you know, when we worked together, we had 136 kids in the school, and Vince and I were a very successful team at St. John's
for
2 years in a row.
No question. So are the rumors that you supposedly did the embezzlement, or did Vince do the embezzlement, or did both of you do the embezzlement, or is there some other ugly rumor as well?
It depends on who you talk to, because people will try to pull Vince into the conversation because they know he was the CFO.
Right.
So they'll try to pull him. If this happened, then you had to know. And it's funny because, like I said, I don't have access to any of the things that someone could embezzle. I don't have access to it.
So, Vince Gianangeli, what does he have to say about all this?
I'm sure that Vince is absolutely disgusted by the whole entire idea of it. I mean, because if there's one thing I know about him, he is probably the most fiscally sound person in the world. And if you say, Vince has a huge background as a forensic accountant. And so, he's very, very, very good at his job. I've seen this man run his finger down a list of numbers on a page and tell you within $25 what the total amount is.
Yeah.
He doesn't miss anything. And, you know, he's a, like I said, a forensic auditor. And when you are in that type of work and had done that, and he worked for the state auditor's office for a long time, he can see a red flag a mile away.
Yeah. More with our very special guest, Janetta Yangle. She is the savior of St. John's Central Academy, and now it is closing, and she's got to be dealing with lots and lots of ugly rumors. Two people being terminated. I infer from this they weren't doing their jobs. There are lots and lots of other ugly rumors floating around, and yes, we will get to those. We will ask her point blank.